Welcome to U.S. Cellular Park in Chicago, for the game between the New York Mets and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Mets. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Eric Young. Batting second. The second baseman, Daniel Murphy. Batting third. The third baseman, David Wright. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Marlon Byrd. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Josh Satin. Batting sixth. The catcher, John Buck. Batting seventh. The DH, Andrew Brown. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Juan Laguiers. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Omar Quintanilla. Pitching for the New York Mets, Sean Markham. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Alejandro Diaz. Batting second. The shortstop, Alexei Ramirez. Batting third. The right fielder, Alex Rios. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Adam Dunn. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Dion Vecido. Batting sixth. The DH, Jeff Kepinger. Batting 7th. The third baseman, Brent Morrell. Batting 8th. The second baseman, Gordon Beckham. Batting 9th. The catcher, Tyler Flowers. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, John Danks. And now, play ball. Eric Young is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Young hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ramirez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dan Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckham scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. David Wright is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Wright hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ramirez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Alejandro Diaz is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Diaz hits a ball on the ground towards first. Satin scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Diaz for the out. One out. Alexei Ramirez is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Ramirez strikes out. Two outs. Alex Rios is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Rios strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Marlon Byrd is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Byrd hits a fly ball into center field. Diaz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Josh Satin is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Satin strikes out. Two outs. John Buck is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Buck strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Adam Dunn is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Dunn takes first base on ball 4. Dion Vecido is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vecido hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wright fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Jeff Kepinger is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Kepinger hits a fly ball into center field. Laguiers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Andrew Brown is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards third. Morrell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Juan Lagares is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Lagares strikes out. 2 outs. Omar Quintanilla is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Quintanilla hits a fly ball into left field. Vasido settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Brent Morel is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Morel hits a ball on the ground towards third. Right fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Gordon Beckham is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Beckham hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Young. Beckham reaches second base with a double. Tyler Flowers is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Flowers hits a fly ball into right field. Bird settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Alejandro Diaza is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Diaza is 0 for 1 in the game. Diaza hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Murphy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Eric Young is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Young is 0 for 1 in the game. Young hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dan Murphy is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Murphy is 0 for 1 in the game. Murphy hits a ball on the ground towards first. Dunn fields it and throws to second for the out. 1 out. David Wright is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Wright is 0 for 1 in the game. Wright hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Beckham settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Marlon Byrd is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Byrd is 0 for 1 in the game. Byrd hits a ball on the ground towards third. Morel fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Alexei Ramirez batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Ramirez is 0 for 1 in the game. Ramirez hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Alex Rios is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Rios is 0 for 1 in the game. Rios hits a fly ball into center field. Lagares settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Adam Dunn is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. There goes Ramirez. The throw from Buck and he is safe. Ramirez steals second. Adam Dunn batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Dunn is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Dunn takes first base on ball 4. Dian Vasido is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Vasido is 0 for 1 in the game. Vasido hits a fly ball into center field. Lagares settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Ramirez moves to third. 2 outs. Jeff Kepinger is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Kepinger is 0 for 1 in the game. Kepinger hits a fly ball into left field. Young settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Josh Satin is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Satin is 0 for 1 in the game. Satin hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. John Buck is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Buck is 0 for 1 in the game. Buck strikes out. 1 out. Andrew Brown is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 1 in the game. Brown hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Satin moves to third. Brown moves to second. Juan Lagares is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Lagayers is 0-for-1 in the game. Lagayers hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ramirez misplays the ball. That's an error on Ramirez. Satin scores. Brown scores. Lagayers moves to second. It's 2-0, Mets. Omar Quintanilla is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Quintanilla is 0-for-1 in the game. Quintanilla hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckham scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Lagayers moves to third. 2 outs. Eric Young is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Young is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Young hits a ball on the ground towards third. Morel fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Lagayers scores. That run is unearned. It's 3-0, Mets. Dan Murphy is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Murphy is 0-for-2 in the game. Murphy hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Young moves to third. David Wright is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Wright is 0-for-2 in the game. Wright hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Beckham settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Brent Morel is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Morel is 0-for-1 in the game. Morel hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gordon Beckham is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Beckham is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Beckham hits a ball on the ground towards short. Quintanilla fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. 2 outs. Tyler Flowers is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Flowers is 0-for-1 in the game. Flowers hits a ball on the ground towards short. Quintanilla scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 3, and the White Sox nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Marlon Byrd is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Byrd is 0-for-2 in the game. Byrd is hit by the pitch. Josh Satin is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Satin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Satin strikes out. 1 out. John Buck is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Buck is 0-for-2 in the game. Buck strikes out. There goes Byrd. The throw from Flowers to second, and Byrd is out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Alejandro Diaz, a batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Diaz is 0-for-2 in the game. Diaz hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Murphy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Alexei Ramirez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Ramirez is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Ramirez hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Alex Rios is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. There goes Ramirez. The throw from Buck and he is out, Murphy applying the tag. 2 outs. Alex Rios is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 0 strikes. Rios is 0-for-2 in the game. Rios hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wright fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 3, and the White Sox nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Andrew Brown is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Brown is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards third. Morel fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Juan Lagayers is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Lagayers is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Lagares hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Omar Quintanilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quintanilla is 0 for 2 in the game. Quintanilla hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Danks fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Adam Dunn batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Dunn is 0 for 0 in the game. With 2 walks. Dunn hits a pop-up towards third. Wright settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Dion Vecido is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Vecido is 0 for 2 in the game. Vecido hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Murphy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jeff Kepinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kepinger is 0 for 2 in the game. Kepinger hits a fly ball into left field. Young settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 3, and the White Sox nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Eric Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Young hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dan Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Murphy is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Murphy strikes out. 1 out. Nate Jones now pitching. David Wright is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Wright is 0 for 3 in the game. Wright hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckham fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Brent Morrell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Morrell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Morrell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wright fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Gordon Beckham is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Beckham is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Beckham hits a fly ball into center field. Lagares settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Tyler Flowers is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Flowers is 0 for 2 in the game. Flowers hits a fly ball into center field. Lagares settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 3, and the White Sox nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Marlon Byrd is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Byrd is 0 for 2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Byrd hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckham scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Josh Satin is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Satin is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Satin hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Beckham reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. John Buck is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Buck is 0 for 3 in the game. Buck strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bobby Parnell now pitching. Alejandro Diaz is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Diaz is 0 for 3 in the game. Diaz hits a ball on the ground towards short. Quintanilla scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Alexei Ramirez is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Ramirez is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Ramirez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Quintanilla scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Alex Rios is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Rios is 0 for 3 in the game. Rios hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wright fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, New York Mets, 3, and Chicago White Sox, 0. Goodbye from US Cellular Park in Chicago.